Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program at the folks who truly make it happen, our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Farmer-led pretty much says it all. As most all of the radio listeners know, Jim Wooster knows about as much about technology, any technology, as a coyote knows about Christmas. That's why when the decision was made to conduct the annual conference at the South Dakota Corn Growers virtually, I quietly thought, no way. Well, guess what? Conduct it we did, it was really well done. From start to finish, the wonderful educational opportunities which were offered to the hundreds of food producers made all of the COVID-driven adjustments well worth the effort. I should tell you that none of that success would have been possible without our sponsors, and especially our diamond sponsors. Now, I know I mentioned those folks last week, but because of their commitment to South Dakota corn, especially to this year's annual conference, I want to thank them again. Bayer, DeKalb, Farm Credit Service of America, Hefty Seed Company, Poet, and Syngenta. We also thank all of you who took part in the educational portion of the conference and also to those who supported the silent auction. Simply put, you folks are the best. Hey, I'll tell you what else you're the best at. That's raising corn. Last week's USDA crop production report told us that in the year 2020, our South Dakota farmers harvested 729 million bushel of corn for an average of 162 bushel an acre. In the event that you didn't know, 162 bushel an acre is an all-time South Dakota record. If I recall correctly, about 25 years ago, the average per acre yield was around 85 bushel. I should add that marvelous increase in yield comes with a huge decrease in inputs. Says so much about the productivity of the folks who live in the land, about the ongoing research efforts, and certainly the ever-changing technology. Probably goes without saying, but I will. South Dakota Corn is often involved in supporting that research and technology, the most recent example being their support of the soon-to-open Precision Ag Center at South Dakota State University. Again, I thank each and every one of you who took part in last weekend's annual conference. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your winter work, and hey, thanks for what you do.